Hey there, buddy. Don't forget, there's plenty of Last Podcast Network merch available over on lastpodcastmerch.com. We got shirts for all of your favorite shows like Wizard of the Bruiser and Page 7 and No Dogs in Space. And, of course, plenty of stuff for Last Podcast on the Left. Go to lastpodcastmerch.com. Thank you.
There's no place to escape to.
This is the Last Podcast
on the Left. Side stories.
Love your glaze.
That's when the cannibalism started.
Side stories. Yes.
I can't believe it took until this week to see some of my favorite movies of 2020.
Really?
I really mean it. I saw two movies back to back this week that blew my
back
fucking
to
mind. And I'm not just talking about you and me trying to fit our... How deep are your back folds?
Oh, probably pretty deep.
Because
I didn't measure him.
I tell you, I've
only
seen
Jerry deep. That's my dog.
Oh yeah, because he slides right
yes,
in.
Yes, he can fit in there.
But
he's like a little hot dog, and I'm the bun.
Two movies. His House on Netflix is out of control. It is
great.
Very scary, very intense. Essentially, imagine if you are a person who's seeking political asylum in England. You get put in like their asylum housing, and then that place, you're not allowed to leave, and it's brutally haunted by dangerous ghosts. It's awesome. And then Possessor by fucking, what's his name, Brandon Cronenberg. He is fucking little Cronenberg, little tiny Cronenberg. It is fucking so gnarly, dude.
Well, check out The Possessor by Little Tiny Cronenberg, and then the movie all about Julian Assange, where he is held against his will by a foreign government.
No.
If you ever watched Julian Assange, by the way, he really just angered a lot of people when he was being detained because he had a cat that would poop everywhere and he didn't clean up after it.
That's his biggest crime?
That was one of them. All right, everyone, welcome to Side Stories. How the heck are you doing? I am Ben, hanging out with Henry. Yep. We have a lot of updates to get to today. It's going to be an action-packed, nothing more than what I would describe as thrill ride of an episode.
And we were talking about before, today's episode might be a little bit more like, it's like kind of loose.
Well, this is Henry and I, and Henry walked in today. He said, I don't know, today's episode, I think we're going to kind of freewheel it. We're going to be a little bit all over the place,
you know,
as opposed to the Smithsonian level of laser content we provide.
Do you have any clue how much, I mean, it does sound like a barely organized hungover patter from two men that are aging beyond their years deep inside a quarantine, but
that's right.
It's all each sentence, each moment, each syllable is planned beforehand by like two generals of the fields of comedy.
Absolutely.
We look at each, every receiver, and I'm funneling it to them.
You really have funneled so much to receivers, it's ridiculous.
Yep.
You might as well be a college football coach. We got to pay the players, and that's what I'm here to talk to you about.
I don't want to.
Today, I do want to do an update because, Henry, I know you often have changes of heart, and sometimes
I do it every day. I change something.
Thank God, because we ask you to, and then you yell, and then you reflect, and then you do change a little bit.
It's called mindfulness.
Mindfulness. Robots, you know my fear of the robot, the takeover.
Yeah, robophobia.
Robophobia.
You are afraid of them and you judge them and you don't.
I'm afraid of the people who are in charge and in command of them because they are huge beasts that are going to destroy the world.
I know what you're like.
Not the robot itself.
You're sick of these robots throwing their lifestyle in your face.
I don't care what they wear.
You don't care what they do in their homes.
I don't give a crap. Out of your room, out of your womb, out of your room.
But when they start throwing these parades, then
out of your wallet. That was my catchphrase.
Yes, I remember that. That was back when you were a politician.
I'm glad
it's over.
8 months. All right. Well, a Japanese town, they have taken my love of wolves.
Because
you know I love wolves because I love dogs, and that's an proper extension. And they have created monster wolf robots.
That's cool as hell.
To deter something I also love, which is bears. So now this is really fun. This is a great story. This is what I'm saying. So I actually don't mind a robot. I think what I'm deciding is if you cover anything in fur, I'll like it.
What about me?
You are covered in fur.
Yeah.
That is why we are connected.
Why
forever.
Am I not your favorite dog?
You are not a dog. And your wife would have a problem with that. And I'm deeply uncomfortable. A Japanese town has deployed robot wolves in an effort to scare away bears that had become increasingly dangerous. They're a nuisance. Although, when you think of a bear, when I think of a nuisance, I think of a raccoon skirmishing around in your garbage. Bears aren't a nuisance. They're more of a direct threat towards your entire life.
Well, it depends on where you live and how you consider it. It's like some people say the deers are pests, or like when we were in Europa, when they talked about the martens, those little weasels we saw running around, and they were so cute, but to them, they were supposed to be murdered on sight.
Yes.
In Germany, you're supposed to take these cute little ferrets, they go, they come scoot up, and if you see one, you're supposed to stomp on it until it's fucking dead.
Much like the carp. So bear sightings in Japan, they are at a 5-year high. So they've been monitoring this for
a while. Especially Japanese bears, because I feel like they're like super silent.
Oh, they could be.
And they're always like walking on the rice paper roofs.
See, that's funny. I know we hear about like Kung Fu Panda, which I don't believe was a documentary.
No.
But you don't really hear about Japan and bears too often.
No, you don't. We never hear about that because...
You think more Montana and bears.
Yeah, with bears. I mean, Germany...
They got some bears. This is a great conversation.
I don't know. You started this.
There have been dozens of attacks and so far. Anyway, I just wanted to say that the monster wolf has 4 legs, a shaggy body, a blonde mane, and red and glowing eyes. He's very scary. So I just wanted to say now that we're hovering around Thanksgiving, I want to say I'm thankful for that robot dressed as a wolf that scares away the bears.
I'm gonna say this is a
W
for me.
That's very good.
This is W for me because I feel like I got one hook in you.
You got one hook in.
And that starts, and because there's a lot of weird science news this week that I wanted to bring up.
And we're a science-based podcast.
If you're coming to for the granular understanding of all of these nuanced science articles, this is where you want to be.
Yeah.
But these couples are, first of all, I just want to say Peter Sutcliffe's dead. He died of COVID because he refused treatment. Which is hilarious because he's too manly for it.
COVID finally got a good one. I'm just so upset with all the people we hear getting COVID and then they're just like, I'm feeling better than ever.
No, yeah.
And it's all of our grandmas that are getting sick.
I'm glad. So he's dead. So boom, bye. You're in hell. Bye, fucker. Bye. You're dead. But this story I wanted to talk about is fucking wild. All right. This is where we're going to head into a world of what some people, I'm going to say Dumpy Daniels.
Whoa, buddy.
They say that there's like non-ethical approaches to science, which are bad for the entire species.
Well, right? We have done a lot of different tests on a lot of different innocent animals, and then we've also done tests on innocent humans, which is quite bad.
I think that is, you're right, but this is on a cellular level, and it's about understanding, because in my mind, I'd rather be killed by a group of scientists than any other group. I don't know why.
Well, they would use your body for good as opposed to just sex.
Or just like, it's not even just, I mean,
although,
fuck me.
I don't know, some of these scientists.
Do what you gotta do to me. But the idea of, I mean, really messing with our biology, people get really upset by it. But I'm fascinated because I think that really when it comes down to it, the next steps in our evolution are going to be the connection of the biological with the machine. I think that is what the allegorical term of quote-unquote God made us in his own image is the idea of human beings
you
are our own God.
You have not finished any sci-fi movie ever.
I know. I'm just saying it's...
It all you are in the utopian phase of sci-fi.
And there are a lot of people, just because we can, should we? And I'm like, maybe we should.
But we're still not there. We're in like, we are so primitive in our science. We would be like, this is my friend Anthony. Notice how he made himself half a refrigerator.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
You can keep beers over here.
Keep beers in Anthony. He's half a refrigerator.
But the thing is, I keep pissing blood.
Yeah, that's the problem.
Doctor said I got like 4 days.
That'll keep the beers nice and cold.
So take a look at this story.
I just don't know if we're there yet.
This is interesting. Spanish scientists are making very promising human-monkey chimeras in China. So what they are discovering.
I just talked about how I was borderline accepting of robots covered in wolves' clothes.
This is next steps.
Okay.
I am a full agnostic when it comes to should the human race continue. I really do believe
you
when it comes down to.
You are agnostic about that?
I just think
all
ideas.
Out of all the times to make a decision, you can't say yes is the answer.
I think all ideas are interesting and should be explored. I think that we should be allowed, our brain should be allowed to go there, girl. Because who knows what we'll discover along the way.
You sound like Eichmann.
Basically, I mean, no, I'm not with the government.
All ideas are on the table.
I'm not with the government.
Okay.
But I think it's interesting. Scientists' controversial claim that they have created the first human-animal hybrid in a Chinese laboratory that has been leaked to the Spanish newspaper El País. Ooh. Obviously, tell me if this has been fully debunked. I'm not quite certain. A team of Spanish researchers operated in China say they've created embryos that are part human and part monkey. Biologist Juan Carlos Ipsua, who also operates a lab at the Salk Institute of California, led the research project. This comes from BigThink.com. Their stated goal is to one day figure out how to use the animals to create organs for human transplants.
Okay.
Now, part of the reason why I'm so pro this idea is because how upset all this shit makes the church. They hate the idea of transhumanism. They don't want us to be creating new little objects because, according to them, this is God's job and not ours. But guess what? God's not there. It's only us. So someone's got to do it.
Well, Big Think, it does check out. They do have a Twitter. Wow. So there you go.
That's difficult to get.
They've got 155,000 followers. All right. It checks out.
So basically, the idea is scientists inject human embryonic stem cells into an embryo of another species that's only a few days old. Ipsua has experience with this type of research. He's previously tried to add human cells into pig embryos. The idea is to create these sort of human monkey things that we will grow, that we will take organs out of.
Is that what created Josh Gad? Hello.
What? Whoa, beloved?
Look out of here.
He's beloved.
I know he's beloved. He got naked for voting.
I remember him.
Thank
and
God.
God. And
how many
Biden
votes did that cost
us? Thank you so much, Joe Biden. Thank you so much, Josh Gad, for showing the crack of your butt because it just allows me to get one more liter of blood to live. I am your president, Joe Biden.
You're Joe Biden. I'm so
your
good.
President.
You are getting
Open
so
Open my
good.
Crypt.
Wow. What's that? Oh, Lauren Michaels is calling. I won't let him know. It was a no. It was a no. You don't want to be there anyway.
But people are really obviously triggered and upset by this. I'm going to come now back here, which is fun because I took you on a journey, and now I'm going to say this is why it might be bad.
Okay.
It's because the big thing is that what they're really afraid is that, number one, so they only let them live until they split. So they could say, they're just saying, okay, the genes can hold, and then they gas them and get
we
rid of them.
We just got women the right to vote. And now we're going to have human chimeras out there, and then they're going to demand a right to vote, and technically they deserve a right to vote because they're also citizens.
You are literally talking about the comic book series Transmet.
I love that.
But
that
this is why, I guess this is why I'm
series.
So pro this is because I want all
books.
Of the sci-fi movies to be real.
We
I want it to all be real.
Figure out school funding and now you want us, I'm sorry, I just spit all over Henry, by the way. Great. There's no
Thank
pandemic
you.
Or anything, so everything's fine. You want us to figure out how to deal with a different form of human. We haven't figured out how to get school books to kids. And you think that we're ready for this?
I think we got to jam the system.
Wow.
I think when it comes down to it, we got to shake it up. We got to see what these human monkey chimeras are going to bring to the table
How
when it comes
it
to lowering
the deficit. What about us? What about just you walk by the people that you see on the street and you say, maybe that person could be somebody special if we pick them up by their socks. They tend to have socks on.
There are massive systemic problems that should be addressed. I'll say that up
Great.
Top.
Great. I'm actually happy that you addressed that.
See?
That's all I needed.
That's it.
Okay, good.
So, yeah, first blush, get everybody fixed.
So how?
Humans.
Okay.
Get all the humans here fixed. Number one, boom. Done? Is that done? Good.
Great.
Human monkeys now.
Human monkeys now. So do human monkeys end up fighting with humans who are fully synchronized with robots?
Well,
is
right
that
now,
the new sci-fi movie we're writing?
Basically, this is a really dystopian idea of the idea of growing these things that are essentially living, things that go
Oh my God.
And you just harvest them for organs. That's not
sort of
a great
Frank
idea.
Hennenlotter movie.
But they're really afraid is that if the stem cells.
Bad biology.
The term here is that they're really afraid is that the human stem cells would self-destruct if they're made their way to the brains of these animals. Because Dr. Angel Raya of the Barcelona Regenerative Medicine Center told El País, what happens if the stem cells escape and form human neurons in the brain of the animal? Would it have consciousness? And what happens if these stem cells turn into sperm cells?
There are so many questions.
Yeah.
Are they going to start milking them?
I mean, if they got udders.
I don't understand. Well, I don't know. You're De Niro from that movie 23 years ago, which I believe was called The Fockers.
The Fockers.
It's called The Fockers. You're right, Aunt Rita. So this is called, leads to another article that says scientists grow bigger monkey brains using human genes replicating evolution. They have now discovered that there is the gene that kept monkeys' brains small that didn't allow them to grow to the point that allowed them to evolve into having consciousness and speech. They're plugging the genes in and making brains grow bigger into human brains.
The only advantage we have over the monkey is our brain.
I just love this chaotic energy.
They can fend for themselves. If we make them able to drive, we're doomed. Why are humans...
What I like about these new monkey humans is that they'll pressure Biden to move left. That's what's going to happen, because they're going to realize they need aid. They need help. They're going to go in there. They're going to need more government support.
They've been technically doing fine. We're the ones who are bothering them. They're doing great. They love living in the jungles. They love eating bananas the right way. And they have a good time having sex with each other. What more do they want?
War.
A bigger...
They want war? They want smartphones.
They do want war.
If you go out there and you explain to these monkeys, hey, listen, do you want war? Yeah. Do you want smartphones?
Is it possible we've gotten too smart? I know not from listening to this podcast or the two people that you're listening to talk on this podcast.
We're dumb.
But as a human race, isn't being dumber more fun? I would almost say we should put monkey brains into human brains.
I don't know.
So we can start having a good time in the woods again.
Sometimes I look at some of the things that Travis has posted with his TikTok sommelier.
Travis Morningstar from Able Against Top Hat, yeah?
Yeah, from the network. He's standing in front of us. Yeah. He's right there. He's right there. You don't have to.
I'm not going to explain to you what we're doing here.
What?
But this is not just a show for Travis.
I know it's not, but
there's an audience.
I know.
So in the world of audience...
He's the proxy.
He is not even here.
What? But yeah, I'm looking at him.
Oh my God, I'm going to absolutely kill you. I'm actually going to kill you. Okay, yes, go on.
I don't know. I feel like being dumber, the number one, does seem to be more relaxing.
You've just reached peak dumb.
I am
stupid.
You
know we record this. This is a podcast.
No. We got to do something for the people right here.
Okay.
But I know that being dumb does seem to make you more relaxed, but it does make you more agitable.
Agitatable.
It does seem to make you more aggressive.
It can. It can also make you very subdued, very chilled out.
Sometimes.
Very much let it wash over me.
But sometimes you're just the man. There was like that one.
I think that you're talking about people who might be mentally delayed in our current culture, right? I think the thing that makes them upset is that they're not peak intelligent like you and I.
Yes.
So that's bothersome.
Not everyone
but
can
if
be.
If we had enough monkey brain in all of us where we're just swinging on trees, click, clack, and doing all of your thing else under the sun, we'll make new languages, we'll do high fives. We'll have a lot of fun.
Yeah.
I think we would just be in pure joy.
There is a part of me.
The beginning of that movie with Leonardo DiCaprio, where it was all wonderful, and then it turns out that they were surrounded by a bunch of people that wanted to eat them and stuff like that. I forget the name of the
movie. Which movie?
The one with Leonardo DiCaprio.
He was in many.
He was quite successful.
He's very handsome.
The River, the Lake, the Mystic Pizza. All right.
Oh, The Island.
The Island, yes.
That actually was a good movie.
I know.
This is great radio.
That's why I referenced
it. I am fucking going to go insane.
Having fun, swinging around, having fun in the water, having sex with each other,
but
then it turned into a nightmare.
I mean, obviously, I put my character cap on every once in a while, and I like the idea of entertaining all of these dangerous ideas because I think that we should be challenged as, if we were in a more stable place, it'd be nice to be able to have conversations about esoteric science and do all of these, like, if we actually had, like, the view of the future of, like, from the Foundation series from Asimov, the idea that we could talk about all these, like, far-flung theoretics of, like, what should we be doing with science and not just being, like, we have an entire school in the middle of Mississippi that has one computer and all it does is show horse fucking on it. I know that we are having a problem with that. So
that's the best computer in Mississippi.
And the truth is that really the only thing that will save humankind is the great sun flare that will knock out all technology, but
a bunch of monkey brains.
It's going to be really bad for podcasts.
Well, at that point, nothing will matter, will it? And won't that be ultimate pleasure? All right, so there you go. Henry talking about hybrids way outside of our league when it comes to science.
Oh, yeah, and I'm certain there's so many people screaming about this because I bet it's highly offensive in a big old theoretical landmine field of all this bullshit, and I understand that. But also, I don't care because I think it's really interesting, and we have to try to be able to talk about these fun ideas.
We do have to try, don't we? And I just want to hedge my bets here, just politically. You never know what happens in the future. I am against human chimeras. I am against us injecting humans with DNA of monkeys and vice versa.
You're just worried they'll come and take our jobs.
I am horrified that they're going to come and destroy everything that we know and everything that we love.
Everything we hold sacred.
The only reason we were able to beat the animals was because our brains were just a little bit bigger. And if we give them a big brain, then technically they're just superior because they're stronger. Have you seen
we beat the animals?
Rip a person's face in half? Because that's what they do.
We beat the animals because we could walk longer.
We cheated.
No, we didn't cheat. We were born with a skill set. We were born with a skill set that allowed us to survive. We could walk longer than any other creature. That's what allowed us to survive.
So if they didn't get us within 100 yards, we're good.
We got it.
Then we can just walk. That is true.
And bows and arrows.
And bows and arrows, and then all the trickery. And
podcasts.
And then we made them sign their land away. Remember that when we did that to
the
Bears?
When we invented flags, yeah.
Yes, that's
what that's a bit. That's a, what's his name's bit? That's an Eddie Izzard bit.
Oh, love Eddie Izzard. All right. Well, we will keep you informed on all things science related next week.
You know how I like to. But I just think how can we get past our circumstances if we can't envision an interesting, diverse future?
But aren't we supposed to go to extraterrestrials? Why are we mining things that are already on Earth?
Extraterrestrials are already here, dude.
Let's make a hybrid with them.
They're in our minds, dude.
They're not in our minds. That is, you are deeply psychological break. You're having a deep psychological break.
I'm just saying we will not evolve until we understand our own fucking brains,
dude. We already beat the monkeys. Why do we don't need to do anything extraterrestrial?
It's not about
brains beating
the monkey. It's not about beating the monkey. It's about joining them.
But why would we want to anyway? It's like the Lakers being like, I wish we could join the Knicks. It doesn't make any sense. They already beat them. They already won. They're better.
I think that's the most offensive thing that's been said on this podcast.
We talked about this recently. A couple of kids, I believe they were also on the aforementioned TikTok. They were making a video. They were in San Francisco.
Yes, but this is technically old news, but we didn't
know. This is an update.
Yes.
Oh, this is
an old update, but we didn't cover it. We basically wanted to find out. We asked you guys to email sidestorieslpotl@gmail.com to find out what happened with the TikTokers finding the suitcase bodies over the summer.
Their two bodies at the Elkie Beach in West Seattle, West Seattle. A Burien man, he has now been charged with two counts of first-degree murder. Bail set at $5 million. He's a 62-year-old man. So that's what they say. 40 is the new 20, 20 is the new fetus, and 60 is the new murderer. Isn't that nice? 62-year-old Michael L. Dudley was arrested from his home by Seattle police. Longtime neighbors say Dudley had lived there for 15 to 20 years. They say, this is according to Catherine Rogers. Again, this is a man, rather, who killed two people and put them in duffel bags and then threw them in the water. She says, he was a nice man. He started out really, really well.
That's how we all start.
Yeah.
Even unless you're really dire circumstances.
Yep, and then Dudley did admit that he was having arguments with the victims. He had charged them $1,500 a month in rent, but they were not able to pay.
So this is a landlord murder.
It looks like a landlord finally had enough. This is a strange episode of Three Companies, that's for sure.
So he charged $15, $1,500 a month in rent. They were not able to pay it.
Which is pretty freaking steep, dare I say.
But not in Seattle.
I guess not. Another neighbor said, over rent? That is crazy over rent. I can't fathom that thought that he would do that. So the neighbors are a little bit upset.
But they also apparently said the man started acting strangely, and also the couple that was murdered, not to blame them in any way, shape, or form, but they were bringing, I guess, the attention of the authorities at the home. They were doing a bunch of, they were partying shit in the apartment. Still not a reason to kill him.
Well, it'll definitely bring the cops faster than partying, murdering. So this is according to the neighbor. She says, this summer, things really nosedive.
Really?
She says, I used to be able to see his house and the laurels have grown up. So apparently the thing that she was like, he's going crazy is because he wasn't taking care of his yard.
So that sounds like an HOA thing.
Yeah, the victims were identified as 27-year-old Austin Winter and 35-year-old Jessica Lewis. They were shot and killed June 9th. And then, of course, they ended up in the suitcase there, which is never a good Never a good situation to find out, Henry, you're going to die and you're going to be found in a suitcase. At no point are you like, can't wait to see what happened.
Yeah, I feel like it's never good to be folded up in a suitcase, especially if you're not pants.
Definitely not. So a month after the bodies were found, that's when the cops were able to make an arrest. So there you go. A little update on a 2020 tale that has really, I mean, that was just never open up anything. Never even go for a walk. Don't look down. That's what I said.
You mean be in a coma.
Be in a coma. That's the only way not to find a dead body when you are, in fact, almost a dead body.
Here's this other story. I was talking about this Hawaii UFO video that I saw. And when I first time I watched it, it looked really fucking good. But it turns out the video was, they're saying that it was a spent rocket burning up in the atmosphere. And there's a clearer video that shows the trails because it looked like a solid object in the sky. Like it looked like it had like an infrastructure behind the lights. But then if you look on the higher quality video, you can definitely see the trails as it was burning up in the atmosphere, which was very disappointing for me. But I will say I did receive some very good episodes, some very good videos from some of our listeners, Brittany, Max, and Parker. Now, Max sent me a very solid-ass video that is a triangle. You can kind of see it be solid flying through the sky, and that's what you love to see it. Because
I love to see solid things flying through the sky right in my face.
It's just
like
really fun to see that because, you know, we got the other two videos were great, but they were orbs. They were the orbs because a lot of times orbs can be the big thing I'm saying is loose mylar balloons.
What?
Because in the sky, they make weird shapes and they are reflective.
How many? That mean I have never even seen a non-loose mylar balloon.
Oh, you could.
What
see
do you
them.
Mean? Are they the ones like out of car shops? Like a big like so, when they're having a like we gotta get like I killed my family. I gotta sell off all of these cars. Sale.
It's more like it's some of those, or they are you know what you buy for a birthday party, or you'd buy like those aluminum looking balloons.
Oh, of course.
They release it like they get loose and they go up in the sky. A lot of times they're accidentally mistakenly identified as orbs. And so one of them, it might have been a mylar balloon. But man, it's nice to see a triangle. Ooh, you got UFO videos. You send them to sidestorieslpotl@gmail.com. And maybe I should do some form of showing them on the Instagram or something and commenting on them.
Well, absolutely. I completely agree with that.
Good. Also, we know what a dinosaur butthole looks like. It's flat.
Yes, we do know what a dinosaur butthole looks like. It is indeed flat.
It was not nearly as interesting as Jodi Arias's.
No, not nearly. Jodi Arias has told a story much like the rings of a tree. You knew that there was some trouble arising. As a matter of fact, do they do butthole palm readings? Obviously, it's not a palm reading, but the equivalent of a palm reading on a butthole.
Sidestorieslpotl@gmail.com. I know for a fact some of you have read the future in somebody's asshole.
Because that's really, you get a lot of evidence. You get a lot of indication of person's health. You get a lot of indication of person's lifestyle.
Well,
a lot of indication of age. Yes.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know about age, because I've seen some young women have some buttholes that definitely look like they came from like war-torn Serbia.
Of course, you saw those on the internet.
Yeah, I'm not inviting them over to my home. I'm not running an assholery in my house. Like, they don't come and we don't like check them off a list, being like a census, like, got you. Natalie's there, just like, you know, making sure that I'm staying a doctor.
Absolutely. But of course, you have to be a doctor to stay a doctor, in which case you are committing crimes.
I guess so.
All right. Well, speaking of committing crimes, yes, that there really isn't much of a story. The dinosaur butt, it's a butthole that's flat,
it's a cloaca.
And I'm happy that they did it. I'm happy that they...
I understand science. This is why we talked about the top of the weird news. Science is so desperate to get your attention. They just want a little bit of attention, because you know what happens when they don't get their attention? They take money from people like Jeffrey Epstein.
Yeah.
Because they're so desperate to have somebody come and pay attention to their weird fringe science, and they need a way to put butts in seats. And the way they actually did put a butt in seats is by showing us all a dinosaur's butthole and acting like it was big news when it's just a picture of an asshole.
It's just a picture
of an asshole. And it's not even one that you'd recognize.
Well, speaking of a picture of an asshole, Lori Loughlin, she got in trouble for the college, the pay to get her kids into college. I don't really give a shit, but I think she was trying to get her kid into South Carolina, if I remember. Some school that you can just get in.
Honestly, if she had actually like got her into a vocational school, that might have really helped.
That could have helped. Carpentry.
Mm-hmm. We need people with skills.
She's just on Instagram.
Yeah, she's done.
Anyway, Lori Loeffler, the reason she is being, or Loeffler rather, the reason she's being brought up, a bit of a update here. She has just reported to prison. That was November 17th.
Yeah.
So
man.
If you think you're having a rough day, this is good for perspective.
She went from the full house to the big house.
I'm going
to
kill you. But this is a good thing for perspective. She is going to be serving 2 months, and she's 56 years old.
Wow.
She's speaking of buttholes. They got to bend over at the waist. Woo! There's a lot of casting couch stuff going on. She's going through the ringer right now.
Wowie wow.
And this is just not going to be a good time for her, and I'm excited for her Oprah interview as soon as this is all done.
Oh, as soon as she comes out, she's flipping this into a book. She's flipping this into a reality show, what she's learned. Look at, she just follows the Martha Stewart plan, which is you don't even act fucking embarrassed by
it. Leave Martha alone. She was the fall guy for that whole thing.
She was, but jail made her brand better.
I love Martha Stewart with all my heart.
But she understood intrinsically being like, now I got prison wisdom.
I have prison wisdom, and we're not going to reform these prisons until these rich white women start going there. And then they're going to be like, this isn't nice.
This is bad.
This is bad. This is bad. Although they're still in a nicer version than boys, but you know.
Why doesn't prison have hand masks?
This isn't nice.
This isn't nice.
All right. So this is according to a source. They told People magazine that she's had no specific problems. They said no one has tried any shit with her.
No, they just want to ask about fucking, they want to ask about the twins. They're going up to her going at, I forget, what was the Michelle's tagline being like?
Cut it out. That was Dave's.
Yeah, cut it out. Oh, yeah, they're definitely doing cut it out at
cut
her.
It
Have
out.
Mercy.
Have mercy. I believe that was
that's,
hers.
No, that is.
That's still him.
That's Stamos.
Get out of my
girls.
Room.
You got it, dude.
You got it, dude. Yeah, it was not get out of my room.
Wow, yeah, get out of my room was get what she's saying.
Get out of my
That's
room.
That's her new tagline in jail.
The source said...
I'm sure she's fine.
I'm sure she's doing great. The source said she was a little weepy on her first night there, but she pulled herself together, and now she's resolved to finish her sentence with her head held high.
Dude, she's going to get jacked.
She's going to get strong.
You get
she's
in there.
She's going to get strong.
She's going to have like, you ever seen like what happens to some girls when they're like going towards the wedding and like how hard they work on their arms?
Yeah.
Trying to make their arms
as
tight.
Just to get to a flumpy, frumpy dude.
Just, yeah, it's so sad how much more beautiful women are than the men.
Well, especially
than
on their wedding day.
Look at
the
me.
The guy's just like,
It took years of hypnosis for me to be with Natalie.
Absolutely. You know, you've definitely, she'll snap out of it one day. It's like that movie Love Potion number 9, which in hindsight is a little problematic. This is what she told the judge. This is, again, Lori Loeffler. She says, I made an awful decision. I went along. This is what I don't like about, this is such a freaking... This is just such a privileged response. She says, I went along with the plan.
You are the plan. You are definitely completely in charge of that household.
No one had any
clue what you were doing in that house.
No. I never like knock, knock, knock on my front door and someone opened and then I opened it and someone's like, you want a way to cheat your way into school? Like these things don't just happen. Like you have to call someone.
You understand. You were screaming, how much money do I have to pay to get my daughter into school?
I wasn't an actress in Hollywood in the 90s for nothing. Okay. She's doing great. She went on to say, I went along with the plan to give my daughters an unfair advantage in the college admissions process.
Man, I'm also going to say straight up, she didn't invent this.
No,
and she's not the only person who's done this.
Look at the entire freaking Bush family. You think that guy got into Yale because
he was smart?
Bush
families also should be in the fucking Hague.
That's a good point as well. She says, in doing so, I ignored my intuition. That great actress intuition. Actresses always have the greatest ability to judge character, and they're not in it for themselves.
Actors are shapeshifters. They have no center.
Yes. I ignored my intuition and allowed myself to be swayed from my moral compass. I don't like her. I don't like her. Because that response, there's no apology. There's I'm a fucking idiot. Sorry about this. I'm sorry my genetics couldn't create a smart enough girl to get into college.
Or should have just let her just do whatever, go to whatever college she wanted to do, or just money as an Instagram influencer because she was already doing it.
The audacity as well of these colleges. Don't even get me going. But it is funny that they're like, they tried to pay to get in here. Oh, that'll be $150,000.
And they just took the money. So this is, again, this is Lori Loeffler, you know, whatever you think about her, she's only like a symptom of this whole thing. It shows how corrupt all of these various systems are. They allowed her to fall under the sword and allows all of them to feel a lot better about themselves because they arrested one person, even though the pay to play thing is inherent to the American experience, and they act as if it's not. That's why we have a very not-so-hidden class warfare going on inside of this country, because they are just trying to kill the poor as much as humanly possible. And these people just get away with this bullshit. So Lori Loughlin gets to go to jail, and everybody else gets away scot-free.
Well, my question is, do you feel safer on the streets knowing that Lori Loughlin is in prison? I would say no. I think that she should have had to set up some kind of fund where she would help poor,
yeah,
poorer
she should
people,
be helping.
Less privileged
That's
people.
Actually incredible. That would be an actual good plan for her to help people that actually needed help to pay for college. Not just some other random rich person.
And also, we're paying for her to be in prison. But that's a whole nother story.
Also, you're another sad story is Garfield Eats, who we've talked about many times in the show.
You know what? As a matter of fact, let's make Garfield Eats Hero of the Week.
You can.
Garfield Eats. Well, let's just shoehorn in now. Let's shoehorn in the theme song, Hero of the Week. Garfield Eats, you were this week's Hero of the Week. I'm so sorry to see you gone.
The Toronto Pizza Place, it pays homage to everyone's favorite cartoon tabby, which survived. Everyone maybe thought they would survive this terrible year.
I thought that they would.
They would, because, you know, how many times have I seen Garfield on suction cups in an overturned car where everyone else is dead inside?
And
Garfield is alive.
He's funny, because his face is like, they're driving drunk.
How many times I've seen Garfield on suction cups on a house that is burnt to the ground where the entire orphanage is dead, and you see the skeleton of children chained to their, because they were, you know, criminally insane, and they were chained to their little beds, and they all died in the fire, but Garfield still lived, and I thought he'd live.
I thought that he would live indeed.
That came from the AV Club, that little bit.
This
right
is
there.
From the AV Club. Extremely devastating news. Uber, they've still got the market cornered, because now Garfield, their number one competitor, is out. Garfield Eats, it launched only last year. It was created by, quote, a team of dreamers. And indeed, isn't it a team of dreamers who believed the market was more than ready to throw money at a place that promised to make food both, quote, entertaining plus engaging, a.k.a. entergaging.
Which is
a term they came up with.
I'm going to just push my rage down.
Push it down. They served up grotesque Garf-shaped pizzas smeared with upsettingly orange sauce.
This is the framing of the AV Club, who can be a little hoity-toity.
They can be a little hoity-toity.
Because when it comes down to it, you might consider it obscene that there was Garf-shaped foods there.
I think it's great.
It's made by dreamers.
Absolutely.
Entergangers.
Yeah. I don't quite know.
That is, who else was making Garfield-shaped food?
If Garfield,
who else was doing
no
it?
No one. Maybe an 8-year-old who was getting in trouble the next morning because he was doing it over midnight, but then his mom can't be too mad at him because he made him Garfield pizza for her birthday.
Think about how many child molesters they satiated for the night.
Oh my goodness. Don't pervert the great nature of Garfield. Although, if you are going to measure which fan base has more pedophiles, Garfield or Heathcliff, Garfield.
Heathcliff is
too OG. Heathcliff scares the pedophile because they know, you're going to entice a kid over with Heathcliff? That kid's going to beat the shit out of you and take all your lunch money.
I like where we're at this era, the idea of Garfield weaponized to basically groom children.
He was definitely here to groom obese people.
And guess what? Call me groomed. Because I would have been there front and center. I haven't been in Toronto during this time period because it opened right after we were there last year.
Damn.
Because I would have eaten there.
Of course.
But look at the little ears on the pizza.
I know. That's what makes it so fun.
Yeah, look at this.
So Garfield Eats, your Hero of the Week. I'm sorry that it didn't work out for you. But you know what? There's always next time. And there's more lasagna coming. And today might be a Monday for you. But don't forget, right around the corner. It's Tuesday.
Tuesday, it's past the Monday, and guess where all this Garfield-shaped food is going to go? To our prisons. I am pretty certain.
All right. Well, speaking of waking up early, which is something you have to do in prison, a man was warned by police after shouting, wakey, wakey, in his pickup truck. This is from Hampshire. I guess this is in the...
Hampshire.
Hampshire police received many complaints about a man and his passenger shouting at the top of their voices, wakey, wakey.
These people are very upset.
They are very upset. Apparently, this happened at 1:40 in the morning. screen, and they were on a megaphone. Someone, they were saying somebody was yelling "wakey wakey." They did it twice and went up and down the road. It was pretty loud.
I do like
a couple of days and woke up her husband.
I like this statement from them that apparently when they were driving around, the red Nissan Navara driver was also seen turning off his lights and shouting, "You can't call the police because you can't see us."
This is like the beginning of A Clockwork Orange. We're like, these guys are hooligans. They're ruffians. Yeah, they're beating up a homeless guy. Maybe they lit him on a fire or something. But then it turns into something very dangerous.
They did horrible ultraviolence.
They did horrible things. No, I'm just saying, but this is where it begins. This is the opening scene. Wakey, wakey.
Yeah, everyone's like,
oh, God. Shut up, you bullies. And then, but it turns out it gets really bad once they do a home invasion.
It's very similar to the come on. Are you ready to play?
What is that?
It's from The Warriors. I messed up the beginning of it.
Wait, what? That was from Kim Kimmy.
Are you ready to play?
Drunk Chimney Sweep? What's going on?
But wakey wakey's a fun thing to say. I can see the right now at this. Yes, again.
If somebody woke you up with the words wakey wakey, you would be. I would be.
War has been declared.
If you had a shotgun, you would use it.
War has been declared, but I also understand. Yeah, okay. You got your shot in on me. Good. Guess what? Well, all you did was inspire me to get up and get my arms together.
Yeah.
And get my uniform on and get my final assault on all propriety within this neighborhood, because you're the one who took the lid off this shit, motherfucker. Because guess what? I've been sitting here holding back. I've been sitting here holding back this whole time. I'm a coiled serpent.
Uh-oh.
You're out there. You decided, oh, you think you're the only fucking hog in the hog pen?
Right.
Guess what? There's a bigger hog. And this hog, it's got human hands. Well, can manipulate tools.
We wakey wakey the wrong guy.
That's
Holy
what I'm saying.
Hell.
You wakey wakey eggs and bakey wakey wakey. You're dead and flaky, my friend.
Yes, indeed.
Because I'm
Great
coming
ride.
There. I'm turning you into a goddamn fucking Strofers. What was that? Do you remember the
Stofers?
What was it?
It's right around Thanksgiving.
The tarts. What was the name of the
Pop-Tarts?
Not Pop-Tarts.
Streusels?
Yeah.
Oh,
I'm going to fucking kill your family. Tell me about my fucking different breakfast tart.
I always liked the streusel. You tell me anybody waited for that streusel to get hot before you ate the frosting.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. You just put that right in your mouth.
Oh,
and you take
like
the bite
go-gurt.
And you just mish it all around.
Oh, I loved it. So officers eventually caught up with the dude. Turns out it was a 21-year-old driver. And they issued him a warning. The warning means that the driver's car can be seized. Can be. If he gives residents further unwelcome wake-up calls.
The UK's so cute.
It's so sweet because we would have shot him.
Yeah.
And they were like, one more time.
You stop it now.
12 months or we're going to take your car.
All right. I'm taking. All right, then. I'm taking your bullhorn and I'm turning it down from a 10 to an 8.
Whoa.
Yep. So that's what you get. You're on volume notice.
He's on volume notice for yelling wakey wakey. Although, you know what? Maybe somebody was late for work. And isn't that a surprise coincidence of pleasure? Serendipity.
I mean, the one thing about quarantine, everybody's schedule's all off now.
We used to do so much worse stuff. Not at 21. By that time, you're kind of done doing any sort of destruction of property because you're too busy just getting wasted.
Fucking hammering, 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 yeah.
But at like 16, this is very innocent. He's not blowing up a mailbox or throwing eggs at anything. He's just yelling wakey, wakey. If you're 21, though, it's a bit of an amateur move.
We're all very frustrated right now. And when it comes down to it, how do you get a release? You need some kind of release. Normally, you can go out with your buddies and punch each other in the face or have a fun night.
Remember that in Philly when I couldn't get I fell out of the cab and then you carried me like I was a toboggan.
Yeah, we had so much fun. So I feel like at some point,
not
he
easy
might.
For you either. That was very strong. I mean, I'm a huge guy. It wouldn't be easy for anyone.
I have a low center of balance. It's easy for me to drag things.
Yep.
But I wonder if we're going to see more like cultural outbursts like this, like little like flares of people doing more. Because I wanted to. I'm getting a lot of pushback from our friend group.
Why?
Because I wanted to go caroling for Christmas Eve aggressively outside of people's homes.
You want to carol? You hate Christmas.
I know, but I wanted to do satanic carols.
So you want to ruin Christmas for people?
Yeah, but they'll be inside their homes.
Jack Skellington. You have no idea what you're talking about.
Again, I'm the coiled serpent. Yeah. This story actually went ahead
also,
and did wakey wakey me.
This by?
It wakey wakeyed me to the scenario of me understanding my neighbors don't know I live there yet.
What friends did you run this idea by?
My friends.
You didn't. You told your dog probably. No, Henry. No, we're not going caroling. First of all, it's a pandemic. Second of all, people can still shoot you.
You wear masks.
Yeah. But you don't like Halloween. I mean, you love Halloween. You don't like Christmas.
I hate Christmas.
So you're going to make it a Halloween Christmas.
I'm bringing Halloween to Christmas.
What song would you sing?
I want to do fucking Iron Maiden's The Trooper.
That's not really a Christmas song, though.
Man, that'd be fucking dope, though.
It wouldn't be, because it would be disruptive of people's Christmas. God knows. Everyone's dead. And you want to go caroling on Christmas
They're
and sing.
They're not all dead.
No, I know. Just everyone, every house that we would stop by magically. All right. Well, also, there's...
But that's kind of spooky.
The idea is horrifying.
Isn't COVID spooky?
It is spooky. That's what I was thinking. It is kind of funny. COVID did sort of fit with October.
Guess so.
It kind of worked. It was because also every movie, every video
every
game,
movie,
every movie,
every
is a
video
pandemic
game.
Movie. I'm like, oh,
every
God.
Fucking.
I had to put down Last of Us 2 because I was like, they just kept on going on with the pandemic. And I'm like, I know. Anyway.
Oh, God, getting heated. I feel like he wakey-wakey'd us today.
He may have. So, also, apparently, there's an alleged serial baby killer nurse.
Well, this story
This is a crazy story.
This is one of those where I want to come back around to the story when there's more information. This is the story of Lucy Letby, who's 30. This is a British nurse who's charged with the murder of several babies in her care. It's a very sad story.
Very sad.
10 attempted murder and 8 infant deaths. But it's just like... The weird thing that I'm trying to parse out is that she's been arrested 3 times for it. She's been under investigation.
Still a nurse.
Yes, and they kept letting her go back, and she's been allowed around these preemies keep dying mysteriously. It's an awful story.
It really is.
But I want to get into it when we know a little bit more of why did she keep getting released? Because she would get arrested for it and get released.
2018, I think, was the first time.
Yes, yeah. She's been arrested 3 times, and then she keeps going back to the hospital, and more babies die.
Yeah, apparently.
And she's like this sweet looking, it shows a picture of her with like wine time. Like she looks like a wine mom, and she's got like a thing.
But that's what's so scary.
I mean, they're the ones who kill all the time.
Yeah,
we never
exactly.
know.
It's the same guys who just like, oh, I like my slow rock. I don't like to go too fast. I like to take it nice and easy.
Meanwhile,
and
they have a human ring finger up their asshole at all times.
Exactly. And they're like, oh, Greg was so nice. I can't believe that.
He was so
nice.
He was so
apparently
quiet.
What happened was, so the majority of infants who died under Letby's care were premature. The unusually high amounts of death prompted the hospital to close its neonatal units and stop caring for babies before she was so bad, born before 32 weeks. So instead of being like, all of these babies are dying, we better find out what's happening. They just closed it. We'll figure out more on this story. We'll talk about this after Thanksgiving and keep you up to date. Yeah, it's freaking brutal.
Yeah, it's very, very intense.
So this is a Harold Shipman-esque type killer here. I wonder if the motivation was infanticide or taking them out of their pain or something. You know?
I have read stories of other nurses who kill, and there is some sort of... one stripe of it is they're jealous of the happiness of families that have babies. That there's
that's
one
horrifying
thing where they essentially are they hate happy families straight up and they view it and so they want to wreck it, or two, they are so pent up with I forget this one story. I forget it was a nurse. The whole point was to make people super, super sick and then save them.
Right.
And so that you're the savior. You have the savior
kind
complex.
Of a Munchausen situation.
Yes. But oftentimes they end up dying in the process. So that's one.
But then wouldn't
these are all two various types of nurses who kill.
If you're a nurse who kills and your whole thing is to make people sick to save them, then you didn't save them. You're a horrible nurse.
I know, but it's like comedians like Bill Burr who digs a hole for himself, and the whole thing is you get yourself out.
Yeah, but that's for jokes.
Yeah, but only the best comedians can do it. Same thing with nurses. So if you are going to fuck around like that as a nurse, you better be the Michael Jordan of nurses.
Yeah, I suppose so. All right. Well, and just lastly, before we get to some listener emails, again, be very careful whenever driving. A snowplow driver found 2 murder victims near the side of a highway. This is in Cali. So the bodies, Yasina Larson, 30, and William Adrian Larson, 35, were discovered at 6:30 a.m., by a Caltrans driver who was plowing snow alongside the highway there. So be very careful.
You got to be careful out there.
I just don't like
the idea. Also, I just don't want to discover a body.
Are we ever going to find a body? I just feel like every week we have new stories of people finding bodies. It has to happen.
We don't walk enough.
Yeah, that's true.
All right, here's this next story. We're getting some listener emails. Woo! We have a lot of response from people from the Adolfo Constanzo episodes that we did.
Honestly,
filling in some
all,
gaps in our information.
And thank you all so much for the response to that series. I know that was one where it was a serial killer plus a cult, kind of an interesting web that was able to unfurl in front of our ears.
It was very fun. So here we got this.
He was nice.
To answer Ben's question on human skinning.
Oh, please do.
I do have some experience skinning people. Although not living ones, I'm almost done with medical school. But part of all first-year medical students' anatomy curriculum is taking off the skin and fat of our cadavers in anatomy lab before dissecting that part of the body further. So we ask the question, how long would it take to skin a human body, and can someone live while you're doing it?
Right, right.
This is done incredibly carefully and slowly so that we can study the delicate veins and nerves that run just under the skin, as it's very disrespectful to rush through and ruin the body that someone so thoughtfully donated to us.
Such a fine line between a sadist and a sociopath and a doctor and someone in med school.
We need these meat butchers.
Thank God they're able to do it.
However, if you were just trying to get the skin off, the process would probably not take long with a sharp knife and a restrained person. Ugh. Probably on the order of 20 minutes if the cultists were sufficiently practiced at all. I'm not sure whether someone would die of blood loss, but again, that would be a matter of practice. Avoiding the major veins that lay under the skin, someone could feasibly keep the person alive. But my bet is that they would actually lose consciousness from pain and hypothermia before they died. Also, I'm not sure how painful the process would be, because if you were removing the skin entirely, all of the nerves that run just under the surface would be removed wholesale, not severed. Also, the intense amount of adrenaline might make your brain just numb out all the pain entirely. But I'm not trying to find out.
That is really freaking interesting. So you could actually
just shout out to UT. Shout out to UT Southwestern and all our fans out there.
UT Southwestern, thank you all so much. You could actually skin somebody then and have them lose very little blood.
You know, God willing and the creek don't rise.
Jeez, that is freaking scary. All right, interesting. Thank you so much for the response. It really was true. I figured that the adrenaline would kick in.
Yes, but I don't know if you go into shock or you don't know if you just die. Who knows? Ooh, I imagine it's very traumatic. And that's just one email that we received on that subject. So again, if you have skinned someone alive, send
don't
us a newspaper.
Us.
Don't please don't tell us. I don't want to.
Jeez, I can't know that.
I can't deal with
call the FBI and be like, we know someone who skins somebody, and next thing you know, they're making fun of us for our weight.
I mean, I don't know what the FBI
does. The only thing I know about the FBI is that McDonald's documentary about the Monopoly game, and the FBI was funny in that one.
They were funny in that one, but normally they're very not. They're actually not very funny. Scary, and somehow we position ourselves into thinking the FBI is the good guy.
No, they're bad.
Here we go. Here we go, this email. Just finished listening to Adolfo Constanzo series and just wanted to share some insight that probably just makes things worse. I have to imagine that most of the beheading and general gore around the machetes is probably dramatized for effect. Quite quick background. I have about 5 or 6 years experience training in kendo, aikido, and kenjutsu. Basically all different components of the martial arts that surround using a katana.
Ooh.
Kendo really focuses on physical conditioning and sparring, whereas the other two are more skill, form, and kind of meditative.
I think we finally found our Joe Rogan crossover fan.
We really did. Is it? Have you ever watched kendo fights?
I can't say I have.
They're fucking awesome.
Yeah, I'll check them out. I love to watch fighting.
I'm also Salvadoran American, and well, not to court stereotypes, but they're part of the culture. Machetes.
Ooh, cool.
A major component of my practice was something called tameshigiri, which is basically cutting practice. This is where we use bamboo mats that are soaked for about a day, rolled up and bound to about the diameter of a limb, and then propped up on a stand. A new student needs several months to a year of practice before they can reliably cut all the way through a mat, which isn't as difficult as a human body with all of the muscles, bones, etc.
Huh.
Ultimately, this is because it's a high skill act. You need to be able to maintain the trajectory, geometry, momentum of the cut to actually achieve it. Any small variation when you can swing can totally fuck it up.
I am such a Forged in Fire nerd.
Me too.
And this is just, it will kill.
It will kill. Yes, that's so funny. This can be so bad that new students fuck up a sword or worse, hurt themselves, taking the full impact on their joints, depending on how much muscle they put in, right? A non-stationary inanimate target just makes this even more difficult. Beheading cuts are some of the most difficult in our practice because you really need everything to line up exactly right. Also, a neck has a lot of stuff going on inside compared to other popular cutting targets like the wrists or belly.
Oh my god, another email from a doctor.
Yeah. How long you spend in machete school?
A thing to remember is that when it's swinging in space, something like a sword machete is actually very thin, flat. It has to bite just right to actually cleave through an object, ignoring the object's composition. All of this is to say, the machete-based violence was probably way more gruesome than has been reported. Assuming the single cuts are unrealistic in dramatization, there was probably a lot more chopping, hacking, and squirming going on in those rituals than were probably reported.
Wow, thank you so much for that insight. Makes sense. And don't worry about upholding stereotypes when they're freaking awesome. You know, that's the thing with the Germans. It's like, you don't want to stereotype people. It's like Germans, you can mention flattened meat. That's just veal. You can mention the beer, but then don't mention everything.
Oh, you mean all the baggage
don't
of
mention
all
everything
the sins that
yes.
your people carry
mention
for the rest of their
the
lives?
Beer. Also, Germany was the first place I ever had Coca-Cola and beer together.
I don't like the mixes. I know that's
okay.
very more popular. That's more popular in Europe, but I'm not a fan of it.
It's different.
But that's just me.
It's just you.
From a listener. With the mention of Santa Muerte in the last couple of LPOTL episodes, I thought I'd share my experience. Of course, we always wonder if things are coincidence, right timing, magical thinking, but this situation just clings to me. For a bit of background, I'm physically disabled and in government housing. This means I live in a very bad part of my country. Santa Muerte's big game is protection, which is why a lot of dealers will get involved with her due to their path being dangerous. Since year one of moving into my area, I noticed it was not safe, especially not safe for someone who has mobility and sight challenges. Since my mother is my power of attorney, I basically need her approval for any major life decision. For over 10 years, I've been begging her to help me get out of my current situation, but she and the rest of my family was refusing to believe that I was in any kind of danger or need of help. I've received countless creepy notes, had countless random people show up at my door thinking that they were the address of their dealer, and then finally in 2018, I had an attempted B&E, and my neighbor across the alley was having some kind of trip in thinking that he was a wild animal, making all kinds of demonic animal noises and screaming at me to come out of my apartment so he could do several deadly things to me.
We got
to
get that robot monster.
You need the robot
there.
Wolf.
Yeah, definitely.
Because of the area I live in, it took the cops 70 minutes to actually arrive.
Jesus.
And by that time, my door was literally broken and starting to come loose.
Well, he and Lori Loughlin both living in government housing, and you don't know which is worse.
Which is worse? Yeah. My mom was still not believing me about the situation, saying I was overacting. And as a last resort, I decided fuck it and got involved with the practice of Santa Muerte and praying for protection, offering her a couple of gifts, making her an altar. I asked her if she would watch over me and protect my cats, my partner and me. 2 weeks later, I was at an overnight event where I was trying to sell some of my artwork. My mom was over at my apartment watching my cats. When I came back, she had a shocked and upset look on her face, telling me that she saw the most awful thing, a man in a body bag being brought out of an apartment across the alley. I asked her to point to what door it was, and she pointed to the door of the man who was trying to break into my apartment.
Oh.
She told me just being in my apartment for a couple days made her see and hear stuff she wished she had not. People have said that Santa Muerte will grant you the desire in the most unexpected, and it will grant you desire in the most unexpected ways, and she's not something to take lightly. While it's horrible that a man lost his life, and if the whole thing was due to a series of explainable events from drug use or something, I find it interesting that this happened right in front of my mom's eyes. And she finally started to believe me.
Well, thank God. Yeah, it's government housing. It's not going to be good.
It's intense.
It's sad. We need better housing.
We're only as good as our weakest person in any country. I still believe these people should be able to live. Everyone should be able to live healthily and complete lives. They should not have to struggle so hard. There's so much riches, especially in America. We're so rich. Why does anybody have to struggle like that?
So then you can feel better about yourself.
Oh, I forget.
Yeah, then you can say, I'm not doing as bad as them, so I'm doing just fine. And of course, a strong person there. Hopefully they got out of that situation because there's nothing worse than not being able to feel safe in your own dang home.
Yep. I live in LA in a relatively quiet neighborhood. A few years ago, when my wife and I pulled into our driveway late at night, we noticed something in the large tree that is in front of our building. I thought it was some sort of critter at first. As I approached, I saw that it wasn't a critter, but a severed massive cow's tongue nailed to the tree about 8 feet up.
What?
The tongue looked relatively fresh. I tried Googling what this meant, but to no avail. My best guess it would be to don't snitch, like a Santeria type of message. I really have no idea. My apartment overlooked the tongue, and it stayed there for several days, greeting me throughout the window greeting me through my window every morning. I called the cops to report it, and they were incredibly confused and were very much like, not our job. But after almost a week, it was suddenly gone.
It probably just fell off the nail. As it slowly.
Well, honestly, if you have any insight as to what that means, sidestorieslpotl@gmail.com. And also, if we actually were to maybe move some of the resources the police have around, maybe they would be able to say, yes, this actually, we do have an apartment for this. This is the cow tongue apartment. And we've got Gary.
Got Gary on the cow tongue. Oh, my goodness. Every department needs a good Gary on cow tongue duty. Interesting stuff. Can you imagine if trees had tongues? Wouldn't that change our idea of them?
I am sick of hearing your children book pitches. Because they
down by the licking tree.
That is that's Ents.
No. Oh yes, Ents from Lord of the Rings.
I wonder if Ents can eat pussy. Ents eat that pussy.
Well, Wanda Sykes, who I love very much, I don't know about the premise for that joke because your audience aren't a bunch of nerds.
I guess that is true.
That'll be for us. No, and they can't eat pussy, but you have to forklift up to them. They can't come down to you.
And then girls understand what it's like.
If you have sex with an ant, if you can kiss an ant when it's on the ground, that's a baby ant, and now you're a tree pedophile.
You're a pedophile for the trees.
Yeah, which is disgusting.
It's disgusting, and I hate that.
Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
Yeah, happy Thanksgiving week.
Hope everyone is doing all right out there.
Finally, some good news seems to be coming around. I guess it's more confusing than ever, but we're supposed to stay locked inside of our homes. It's another wasted holiday season. But guess what? This time, the thing that's really important is to eat turkey no matter how you can.
Absolutely. Or tofurkey if you want to.
There's a lot of people asking questions about what happened to last stream on the last
night. Oh, my God.
Night.
So many people clamoring.
Clamoring. But Adult Swim has decided with just a stroke of the pen to just eliminate the entire Adult Swim department.
It's not Adult Swim. These large corporations that are buying everything. And you realize the entertainment industry and us performers, we're not really making any money for them.
No.
So, of course, they just sort of line item vetoed our entire existence. But,
So easily. It's amazing how fast.
Maybe they had fun with it.
Yeah. They were probably laughing. They said, imagining everybody packing their stuff, how many people were fired in just like one stroke of a pen.
It's like their version of Chip from Fixer Uppers when it's demo day. But for them, it's corporate demo day where they just delete lives. Mm-hmm. But anyway, so our last stream on the left on adultswim.com, it's no longer going to be, but
I'm just incredibly sad. We're incredibly emotionally distraught, but we are bringing it all to Twitch, yes. twitch.tv/lastpodcastnetwork. The next month or so, we're going to be showing old archive episodes of Last Stream just in place, which will be at the standard time, the 5 p.m. Pacific and 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. But then what we're going to do afterwards, I think we're going to take about a month break, but in December, we're coming back because we're moving into a new studio. We got all of this shit that we're working out.
Yes.
Essentially, we're coming back stronger than ever, and we're going to be doing Last Stream, called Last Stream on the Left. We get all of that shit back. We're going to have the show back up on Twitch.
It'll be just as bad as you remember. Don't worry, we're not going to change anything.
We're not upping the quality.
No.
We refuse to up the quality.
Just as bad as you remember, just as bad as you love.
We just have some rejiggering technically that we have to do over the next month because I don't know if you could tell, but like, we're so creative here.
So creative.
But none of us are really like, we got to get past a point where we know what all the cables do. and that's kind of where we're in a build phase.
It really is about the cables. But yes, so some changes happening, but we are so excited to...
But we're not stopping.
No, of course we're not stopping.
No, fuck that shit, because we love doing our stream show, and we're heartbroken we're not going to be able to do it on Adult Swim anymore, but we are forging ahead.
We are super excited to do whatever it is we will be doing on the Twitch network, on the Twitch channel. We're really going to blow that out. And we're going to have a lot of fun, so we'll be together more than ever before. And I do want to do something with Madden. Yeah, I think I'm going to do Ben versus fans. You know what my percentage is in Madden right now?
What?
6.3, which means I am better than 97.4.
Oh, do you need, no, 93.7. Yeah, 93.7.
I'm doing pretty good. I'm 135 God. And 108. I'm doing pretty good. So I will kick your ass.
And I also plan to be doing some live Civ 6 playing. This is just to keep people going, to just because the last thing we want to do is take entertainment from you during this time period. So we're going to add as much as we can, quote unquote, entertainment. So we're going to add as much as we can over the next month.
Entertainment.
I was already like, we were already ironically saying edutainment. You know what I mean? And now entergagement. Entergagement sounds
makes me sick.
Like, it sounds like we're having fans over and I'm doing what I said before, where we're just checking to see how big everybody's asshole is.
All right, everyone. Well, thank you all so much for hanging with us. We're going to keep on trucking like we always do.
Live every day like you're waking up in a CEO and you're just looking at the sea of employees that you can't wait to fire. So excited to get rid of it. But what you're doing instead of...
You see this picture of my employee, Gary, smiling?
Yep.
Turn it upside down.
He's upside down. He's frowning. It's like he's going into a well.
That's what we want.
And then laugh at the people that think that we live this life. Like the people who say, oh, why can't you pay for your student debt? No way to pay for your student debt. It's like, oh, what you should do is start whittling your own clothes from cotton fibers from old clothes.
Etsy.
And that's how you can save money and shit.
Of course.
Like those, instead of like just saying like how it's just numbers in a computer and they could just hit zero and then it could just all be over and
well,
it doesn't
it's
really
a little
matter.
Different than
it's
that.
It's not though, really.
Well, it's
they could just, it's just a number. Yeah, we could just hit a zero. You could just make all the student debt go away. They have the computers. I've said this at the bank. They got the computers. They just have to make it zero, and then it's zero. It's the money's not real. None of the money is real.
Have you become half a monkey brain?
But laugh, knowing that money is not real, no matter what your landlord
but it does.
Says.
I mean, it does when it comes to healthcare.
But also know that when your landlord, the one thing I'll preface that with is like, why you're laughing at your landlord? Now the problem is that TikTok story kind of showed that landlords they can kill you.
They are upset.
So just know that when you're laughing at him. And absorb that and just take that lesson with you. Put that in your pocket.
Put that in your pocket? All right, everyone. Well, thank you so much for listening. And we are going to keep on joining you throughout this entire wonderful world that we live in. Okay,
trucking.
Everyone, hail yourselves.
Hail Satan.
Magustalation.
Hail me, you bitch.
Okay.
Hail me, you stink.
Well, that's not a way to make someone love you. You collect more flies with honey.
I need someone to love me despite how difficult it is to love me.
That is what all of us do.
This show is made possible by listeners like you. Thanks to our ad sponsors, you can support our shows by supporting them. For more shows like the one you just listened to, go to lastpodcastnetwork.com.